The main reasons behind the current crisis, which has a regional characteristic affecting most of the countries in Eastern Africa, is the drought that affected the southern part of the region between October and December. But in some countries, the crisis is even compounded by other factors, such as conflict and violence in South Sudan and Somalia.
And what does this mean for those living in affected areas?
Yeah, the major problem that we recognize is for the access to food. Prices went almost double in the last 12 months in most of the markets, prices of cereals. So most of the households that do not produce their own food, they have to access markets and prices are very high. So their purchasing power is at lowest level. At the same time, we realize that there is a specific problem for pastoralists, because prices of livestock went down at, let's say, they are a third of what they were a year ago. So you can imagine that those pastoralists that have to sell their goats and livestock to buy cereals, now they are cut in a sort of trap. To give you an example with numbers, a year ago in some parts of Somalia, a pastoralist selling a goat was receiving the equivalent to buy almost 110, 120 kilos of maize. Now, for the same goat, he can buy only 30 kilos of maize. So obviously, his capacity to feed his family is curtailed by 70, 80%.
What are your biggest concerns regarding the information coming from this new report?
The biggest concern is that currently now we are in the dry season in the area. So for pastoralists, there is no chance to recover because rains are expected to come at the end of March, early April. So from now onward, for pastoralists, the situation is expected to worsen gradually. But also the next rainy season, the weather forecasts are not so favorable. So we may face in some areas another, let's say, below average production in July, August, and this will put an additional pressure on prices and reducing the food security of the households. In some countries, we know that there is a risk of famine, namely in Somalia and South Sudan, where the drought, as we said before, is compounded by the problems related to conflict and insecurity.